Jacksonville's morning news continues and Carathon Week continues on 104.5 FM. If you're just checking in, you're wondering, why are you doing this thing over the week? You know, when the pandemic, when we first started to feel the impacts of the pandemic, we had plans in July to bring you a full day's worth of stories and the effort to try to raise money for the Child Cancer Fund. As we have the last 5 years, now more than $1 million raised for the Child Cancer Fund and for pediatric cancer patients and their families. We've been at Nemours every single year. And I tell you, we feel the energy when the phones ring. We feel the energy from the families and the kids, especially from the caregivers at Nemours and in our community who do such great work, but we can't be there. And so because we can't be there, we want to still fill the void as best we can. And we've dedicated an entire week across WOKV, our 7 radio stations here at Cox Media Group Jacksonville and CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax. The need is great for these families, about 115 every year in our community who get a pediatric cancer diagnosis. And one of the men on the front lines of treating those kids and the families and surrounding them with care and love is Dr. Katz, as we refer to him affectionately, Dr. Howard Katzenstein from Nemours Children's Specialty Care. And, you know, as the diagnosis came, and we just visited with Joshua Ribeiro and got 13-year-old kid, totally upbeat. He's in maintenance now. He's done with treatment in 2022. The diagnosis comes, and this generation has a much more positive outlook on what the future might look like for them.
Absolutely. And thanks to you, Rich, and to all the folks at WOKV and Cox and Action News Jax for making this happen. And as we all readapt ourselves during these times, and wishing all your listeners the best, and hope everyone is safe out there. It's been a crazy time, but for pediatric cancer, we know from a national perspective that we are continuing on doing the things to try and treat all of our patients, cure them. And we actually have had no cancer patients affected with COVID to this point in Jacksonville. And so all of our cancer patients have gotten the treatment they need. All of our bone marrow transplant patients who needed a transplant have done that. Everyone is really doing very well, really great for all the folks at Nemours and Wolfson who have done all the appropriate things to screen and test and keep everyone safe. We are able to still continue our mission, which is really important, which is why we're here today.
What has the Child Cancer Fund meant to the level of care that you're able to provide there at Nemours?
Yeah, so again, especially during this time, I mean, the Child Cancer Fund has focused on Ms. Jolly, who is one of our child life specialists, and particularly during this time, our child life specialists and our social workers have been so integral in not only helping patients do the usual things and dealing with a diagnosis of cancer, but dealing with all the extra stressors. There's many times where I go in to see a patient in a room and they don't want me, they want Ms. Jolly all the wonderful things that she's able to do to provide distraction, which is what a child life specialist does to make them feel safe and comfortable. And she's been doing that for a long time. And so the support of the Child Cancer Fund has been really tremendous in doing that.
I'm glad that you updated us on the impact of COVID on these kids and their families. But I would imagine that the worry is amplified for the families about Joshua's mom, follow her on Facebook, and she's posted a few times in recent weeks about I'm needing to find more Clorox wipes, for example. I mean, we all are impacted in trying to do everything we can, from hand sanitizer here to buying masks and whatnot. These families have to already pitch in a ton of money to pay medical bills and the other expenses, and now this is added on as well, another layer of worry and anxiety, I would imagine, for keeping their kids who may be more vulnerable to the disease healthy and safe.
Yeah, that's certainly true. Again, one of the great things that we've been able to do is actually ramp up our telehealth capability. So we were not really doing any visits over the internet or via telehealth. And within 2 weeks, we went from 0 to 80 patients a week, which meant that we were keeping our patients out of the building, but able to watch them. And we actually created a special clinic where several of our nurses were just drawing blood in a safe area so that patients could remain isolated. The team here has been really great in doing all those things. But it is very important that we keep doing what we're doing. Unfortunately, for all the listeners, again, nationally, the number of new diagnoses of cancer is down about 20 to 25%. And we know that cancer doesn't know anything about COVID. And what that means is that patients and families from coast to coast are not necessarily seeking the care that they need. And patients are coming in with symptoms, new patients, and more advanced disease. And so again, part of why I appreciate the ability to update is that it is very safe within the Nemours and Wolfson systems, and people really need to come in and get that care so that we can intervene and do all the things we do to cure the patients like Josh, who's a wonderful patient and a wonderful family and have come a long way from the beginning. And so please, for anything that you're dealing with, feel good about coming into Nemours and Wolfson and getting the care you need in a safe place.
And if you can give to families that are in need, from financial assistance to bill payment assistance, for gas cards, for grocery bills, for the JEA bill, to keep the mortgage going, at WOKV.com, childcancerfund.org. Dr. Katz, good to see you again. Wish we could see you in person, but at some point we'll reconnect soon, okay? Stay safe, stay
Absolutely.
Healthy.
Absolutely. Appreciate this. Have a great day, everyone.
All right, you guys stay safe. And again, you can make that donation. No amount is too small, at WOKV.com, childcancerfund.org, as Carathon Week continues. It's 8:29.